And hello, welcome to the Jackknife Chicken Truck. I'm your host, Joel Cox. And this week, I'm going to give you a rundown of what happened. So, this past week, a lot of things happened. I've attempted to fly my RC plane some more, and somewhat failed miserably in most aspects. First off, I believe last week I just got the plane and I was trying to figure out how to fly it. Well, Sunday, I went out to my friend Stan's house. Stan has 12 acres of land, so I could come out whenever I want to fly. But in the past few times I tried to come out, things that happened with his family. Accidents, deaths, going to the hospitals. So I was kind of leery going over to his house. But Sunday was a good day. So I went over, hung out, we bullshit a little bit, brought the wing, and I had a little peanut gallery behind me criticizing my crashes. The day before, I spent a good 5 hours and another 6 hours a day of installing a new flight controller into the airplane. This is supposed to allow me to have return from home, auto launch, and all these other features that's not in the basic wing that I had. I thought it'd be a great idea. It was a great idea, but I ran into a lot of problems. First off, the first flight controller I tried failed miserably. After I finally got it working, the gyro stopped working. It was one of the most important parts of a flight controller. It allows the plane to know what direction it is. Then I decided to flip to another flight controller. I installed it, did all the wiring. It was a big not chicken wire. It was a big spaghetti mess. But it was working, supposedly. So I took the plane out. I couldn't test it because there's soccer going on yet again. I swear there's soccer all year round this time for that field. It used to be all summer I could go out there any time I wanted to fly after work. Not this year. Oh well. So anyway, I took the plane to my friend's house. By the way, I ended up getting lost because the GPS decided to take me all these different crazy routes. I decided to try and hit Cinnabon on the way over because there's not that many around here anymore. And it added Cinnabon to my route without me actually adding the route, which I had an extra half an hour to my route, which I didn't want to do originally. So I get to the house, cut the peanut gallery, I throw the plane in the air, I pull back on the stick, it starts soaring, I pull to the right, it keeps turning to the left, I keep going to the right, it keeps going to the left. Then I realize something's backwards, and by then I was in a tree. I ripped the flap off of my wing. I ripped the winglet off and lost it in a thorn bush. You think I'd be down for the count? Nope. I got some duct tape, a piece of cardboard, and a pencil and my X-Acto knife. I copied the winglet from the other side, and I screwed it on. I took the duct taped the flap back together, and duct taped any other loose parts, and had a fallback plan of using the original flight controller in the airplane. I got in the air a few times and took some video, but I forgot my HD camera mount, so I couldn't do that. Oh well. So I flew around a few times. I landed in cow shit, I landed in the garage, I landed behind the barn, I scared the horses. And I found that 12 acres in the air is a lot smaller compared to 12 acres on the ground. Well then, fast forward to Monday night, I decided to take my plane out because I found out there's a feature I didn't know about. So I took it to the golf course, threw it in the air, tried to fly at Acura line of sight. I didn't do too bad until I veered off to the right and hit into the bushes. I then landed in a stream and snapped my wing in half and basically twisted the little arm behind itself. I also lost the camera. That fell in the river, in the stream, in the golf course. So fortunately I had my boots on. I jumped in, grabbed the plane, was decided to head home, got to the car, and couldn't find my keys. I panicked. I couldn't find my keys. So I searched the field, called my parents, asked them to bring me a flashlight. 2 minutes later, I found my keys. Thank God. Lesson learned. Carabiner on keys. No more flying at that golf course. Bad things happen there. So now, the airplane's in a complete mess, but I managed to glue it back together for the most part. Couple more days will be right as rain, but unfortunately by the time it's ready to fly, I'll be on my way to Philly for the waterfall tour that I wanted to do. The Pennsylvania waterfall tour, in case you're wondering. Also, thanks to my lack of planning and not realizing how much time I had left, the drone I planned on taking to the waterfall tours is still in pieces. I'm going to give it a one last ditch effort tomorrow night to put it back together. This drone has a similar flight system as the plane did, but I know how to put a drone together, and I know how to make sure it flies, so that one won't be a problem. My worry is the camera working. I have the version 2 of that of the camera I plan to use on this drone on another plane, on another quadcopter, and it hasn't been working. I'm hoping for the best. Also, I know some of the unfinished projects I have laying around my messy apartment. I got my two RC trucks, which need repaired, but I've been focusing on the drones because I've been having opportunities to go to places to fly, so that took precedence. But then, I can't find half myself because my apartment looks like a jungle. A jungle of wires and components and tower containers. I'm hoping that when I get back from this trip to Philadelphia that I can actually finish that. If you're wondering about the waterfall tour, there's 7 locations, I believe, in eastern Pennsylvania that you can go to. If you type in Pennsylvania Waterfall Tour in Google, you'll find it very easily. I'm actually being lazy this time around and not using the browser to look all this stuff up. So another thing that came to mind was last Thursday, the Thursday after recording this podcast, I went to the doctor because of, supposedly I might have sleep apnea, which explained my lack of sleep the past month or two. Well, the doctor told me everything I didn't want to know. Big surprise, I'm overweight. Second off, I get some blood work done. I have an underactive thyroid, which probably is contributing to the lack of sleep. Put me on some meds for that, no problem. Told me I need to lose some weight because I'm at risk for being predict for diabetes. Well, that's also not a good thing. But on the bright side, if I had some more exercise, which doesn't have any exercise in my cutting at all, I can probably lose weight really easily. I read a book called The 4-Hour Body a few years ago, and it suggested a few tricks that can help me lose some weight as well, which I'm interested to see if they actually work or not. I have a friend who's a fitness guy who's probably going to help me build a fitness plan slash diet to help this as well. What also got me thinking about routines. My daily routine changes drastically from day to day anymore. I remember reading in a book a long time ago that routines actually help you be more efficient human. Because by having a routine, you don't have to make as many decisions during the day. By not making as many decisions during the day, you can actually make the important decisions when it counts. The study showed that they had a person answer all these questions and then do a math test and then ask them some complex questions about how to fix the problem compared to the people who they left alone all day and then ask them about this complex problem. Sure enough, the people who didn't have as much mental load during the day had better answers. Well, I'm starting to realize that without having a daily routine like I should have, I'm probably wasting a lot of energy making decisions and figuring out what I need to do. Which also means I need to start doing a to-do list. Which also means I need to start figuring out what's important and what's not important. Months ago, I made a comment that I needed to start an LLC for Commonwealth Research and Development so that I can actually have a place to put all these crazy projects that I work on. And I've basically been procrastinating. But that's all going to change. But next week, I'm going to have myself a to-do list and hopefully an exercise plan. And I'm going to try yoga. Wish me luck, folks. Thank you for tuning in to Jackknife Chicken Truck. Oh, that's the other thing. One of the podcasts I've been listening to has... It's called FPV Raw. The dude is a wing pilot slash builder. And he has one episode a week where he interviews people, and one episode a week where he just rambles. And I realized the rambles are actually very enjoyable to me. So I figure the rambles I'm doing right now, somebody else might enjoy. So for the most part, this podcast might just be a bunch of rambles. And me talking to this guy, talking to nobody, until somebody replies. It's like shooting messages in a bottle out to sea, and wondering if anything will come back. Well, I actually am going to work on some structure. Because while I have a 6-hour drive out to Philadelphia this weekend, it'll give me some time to think of some ideas for the podcast. If anybody out there is listening, feel free to email me, message me, Facebook, Twitter, you know how to find me. For people who don't know how to find me, Find me on Twitter at Dyson, D-Y-S-E-N. And now, good night, folks.